Dave Moore
on Today FM. As seen on your screen.
With CarZone.ie. Selling your car privately is simple and secure.
Right, our Traders is so big. Mm. Like, there's the US version, there's the UK version.
Yeah.
We're finally getting an Irish version.
Yeah.
So what do we know? Like, there's little bits are creeping out every now and again. You kind of hear.
So it was filmed in Slane Castle.
Yeah. Great spot.
Siobhan McSweeney is the host.
Gotta get Siobhan on the show. Come on.
We will. There's
confidence.
She looks class in the all the artwork that the rest of
releasing. Yeah.
She looks deadly. Definitely looks the part. Kevin McGahern is doing the sister show. You know, with all these reality TV shows, you have a sister show that's like a look behind the scenes
or analysis
of each episode or whatever. So it's called Uncloaked, and it'll be on after the episodes of The Traitors.
Cool.
And you'll have celebrity guests, and there'll also be, he'll have first dibs on the contestants who are banished or murdered.
So as soon as they get out, they'll be into him. Okay, that's brilliant. Love Kevin.
The prize amount is 50 grand.
Nice.
No, it's not a patch on the cash machine, lads.
103,000 euros.
They're doing their best, okay?
255 grand last week. Go on, yeah.
So it's going to be on RTE One on the 31st of August.
Write it down, lads.
It's a Sunday, so it's perfect Sunday evening television before you have to get ready for going to work the next day.
God knows that Sunday fear is real. So if you can stick on Traitors.
No, they did. It's sponsored by Very. It's just a little tidbit. Doesn't make any difference to us.
But, no, good to know, though.
They didn't release how many episodes, but it's usually around the 12 mark.
Oh, okay.
Around 12 episodes. So I would hazard a guess.
And this is straightforward punters, right? This isn't celebrity.
Yeah. Do you remember they were recruiting?
That's right.
Yeah, they were looking for people.
Yeah. So it's not celebrity. I'm sure there will be. But imagine you knew someone else.
Yeah, they have to do it this way first.
Yeah.
Then they can do the celebrity.
Exactly.
Another thing I saw, September 2025 will be the first time new episodes of South Park, Futurama, Family Guy and King of the Hill have been on air at the same time since 2010.
Oh my God.
Isn't that so nostalgic?
King of the Hill.
Oh, great show.
Bobby, what in goddamn Bobby?
Such a late night show, isn't it?
Propane.
And then it's mindless.
Mike Judge. Mike Judge, who's the guy who made up Beavis and Butthead.
Yeah.
Also made up King of the Hill.
Yeah. So the same kind of art, isn't it? Yeah. Same animation.
Similar, yeah. He got a voicemail from a US culture, what do they call it? Country boy or whatever, right? Was given out, and I can't remember. Oh, I should have remembered this. I can't remember the name that he thought Beavis and Butthead. He thought it was something Butthole or something, whatever. Anyway, he just went on and he was like, I'm watching it, show you a Butthole. And then I go, I don't have a name. And then he was like, oh my God, this voice is incredible. And then he turned that into Boom Hour on King of the Hill.
Oh, wow.
He's King of the Hill. Like, Boomhauer was this character. He would just come on and he'd go, they go, what do you think, Boomhauer? And he'd go, well, I'm thinking, and he would never make any intelligence, but they can all understand exactly what he said. So good. Not like Kenny in South Park, actually, when you think about it. Yeah. And Futurama as well. Like,
Futurama,
what a show, lads.
Have you seen this trend online that Japan lives in 2050?
I've seen bits, all right,
yeah.
That, like, because they just have things that we don't. They're not even remotely on our radar.
No, and they just invent them and then move on.
Yeah.
And invent something else and move on. And you're like, hang on.
Slow down,
lads.
The number one thing that they've invented is no rubbish. There's no rubbish in
what do you mean?
So there's no bins anywhere in Japan. So you can't. You have to take your rubbish with you. And it's a mortal sin if you drop something on the ground.
Good.
Like, it just can't happen. So everywhere you go.
See?
Spotless.
2050.
There you go.
So, two things that I saw. The first thing that they've invented that I saw over the weekend is a human washing machine. And it cleans and dries you in 15 minutes. It's an AI-powered shower capsule that promises futuristic bathing experience.
Now, is this just a shower?
You lie down.
They've
a mannequin in it. And the mannequin, it's in this futuristic-looking pod. You know, like you'd think, They send you to space and you live in this pod until they've, you know, made the planet livable.
Right.
It looks like one of those in my head.
Amazing reference.
That no one else knows.
I remember getting into one of those. Do you remember the like a floating sensory deprivation pod. I did it for the show. And I got it. It was like filled with salt water.
Yeah.
And you just lie and you're suspended in water. And it's like this big pod closes down on top of you. And I was just so freaked out that, like, I had an hour in there and I got out after about 4 minutes and just sat on the chair in my swimming trunks.
Because you're freaking out?
Oh, you didn't like it?
Not like it. I'm not claustrophobic. It was just, I just hated floating in the salty water.
Yeah.
So I just got out and I sat there dripping until she went, are you okay? I was like, yeah, I'm going to come out now. I've been here for an hour. 56
my feet
minutes
are on the ground.
Freezing. Yeah, freezing. So it's like that, except it's a shower.
Yeah. So you can just, and it dries you as well. We have this thing in my house. I have to get out of the bathroom to dry myself. But my husband's like, oh, you're dripping water all over the floor. Like, why don't you dry yourself in the bathroom? And I'm like, because the steam. I can't dry myself when it's steamy. So I have to go into, like,
but
my room.
You don't have to be dripping. I mean, you can get most of the...
I just get out and I leave. Like, he's in the shower. And then he's, like, drying between his toes and drying his legs and drying his arm. Like, no. I just get out. And sometimes I just sit on my bed and wait for myself to dry.
Oh, God.
So this, I'm
you're
into
air
it.
Drying.
I'm air drying, yeah.
I suppose if that does become a thing here, and we all get one, I won't be able to not wash my legs.
You have to
things,
put leg holes it's, in yeah, the sides.
Yeah. It's not up to me. It's
no,
AI
it's not up
powered.
To you. Yeah, exactly.
You're just getting washed.
They would focus on your legs.
They'd
be so manky.
For it, yeah.
The last thing I'm going to give you is another invention from Japan, and it's an MRI system that can record and reconstruct the dreams that you have.
What?
So it can take everything that you're dreaming in your head,
yeah,
and put it on a video. So that after, when you wake up, you're like, I wonder what I dreamt about. Hit play. You're like,
God.
Oh, yeah, there's Johnny from down the road that I haven't spoken to in 10 years. He was in my dream.
Because I don't remember my dreams. So I don't really have...
Well, then it wouldn't really work on you. They could put a hamster on a wheel and you'd be like, oh, is that what I dreamt about?
That's weird. So you go in for an MRI,
yeah,
and then they translate that into a video.
Yeah.
People are definitely dreaming about things that they don't want other people to see.
Yeah, maybe you should get to watch the video first.
Yeah.
first refusal.
Yeah.
But can you imagine?
So.
As if the internet's not clogged up enough with crap that people think in their heads. They'd be posting their, this is what I had a dream about last night, and posting the video.
I want to see that.
As seen on your screen.
With carzone.ie. Selling your car privately is simple and secure. Dave Moore on Today FM.